Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I would love to thank our sponsors, Oliver's Markets, now with four fabulous locations. Thank you, Oliver's Markets, for sponsoring Wine Wednesday for 23 years now. And Bottle Barn. Have you been to Bottle Barn lately? Oh my God, the selection keeps getting bigger and bigger. I just get lost in there and I love it. For all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs, if Bottle Barn doesn't have it, you don't need it. That's for sure. Well, I have a longtime friend in the studio with me this morning. I'm very excited. And it's one of those mornings where I wish that I could have Wine Wednesday go on for about 2 hours because there's all so much to say with Mac in my world and in the studio, which is a rare moment. And Vision Cellars has been producing some incredible wines for a number of years. And my main man, Mac McDonald of Vision Cellars is in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Zig. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited that you're here. And you travel so much with your wife, Lil, that, I mean, I can never track you down. And the fact that you're here this week and I could get you in the studio is it's a good start to my new year.
Well, you know, Lil like to travel with me so that when I get lost in a direction, I got somebody to blame. I took the wrong turn.
Typical man. Just saying. Well, so you and I met, I don't even know how many years ago it was. Do you remember?
I mean, close to
20, probably.
Yeah, I think it's a little over 20 years. I can't recall how we met.
I think we met in North Carolina. I think that might have been the first time we met. Maybe. Or maybe it was at one of the family winemakers events, probably 17,
I 18
years ago.
I think maybe we had ran across each other at Jeff Maul's place.
Zen
in Hillsburg restaurant. I think we ran across each other there and said hi. And then I think we spent a little bit of time in the Triangle in North Carolina.
That's right. That's right. And I was a big fan of your Pinot Noir before I actually met you.
Yeah.
And then when I heard your story, I was so blown away. And everybody has their unique story or like to have their marketing angle for the wine. But you really do have one of the most unique stories. And I think part of your love for something fabulous to drink goes back to your heritage in Texas.
Yeah, you know, my old man was a moonshine maker in East Texas. As you know, I didn't grow up in the wine business. I grew up 8 or 9 miles south of Dallas, way in the woods. And that's where I got introduced to wine at 12 years old. Now, Zig, don't get carried away now because they didn't have child protective service back in those woods. So.
And I don't know what kind of wine it was either.
So that's how I really got my interest sparked at 12 years old about wine and wanting to get into this wine business, but I had no idea what it took to do it.
And so you actually had a whole other job before you got into the wine world, right? You were working for PG&E.
Yeah, thank God I took all of my money out of PG&E, but
right?
I worked for PG&E for 32 years. Before that, I worked for the Sherwin-Williams Paint Company as a formulator, formulating various paints, and then for the Pacific Gas and Electric Company. I work in a unit they call the power control, where they control all the electrical power throughout the PG&E system, as well as buying power from other utilities. And so I done that, and I just lost my interest in that and wanted to get back and do this wine full time.
Well, I think the biggest thing you're controlling now is fermentation.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's going to be a big deal, you know. So but, we'll make it through somehow, you know.
Well, you know, one of the other wonderful, unique facets of your story is the fact that you were able to create some unity between the African-American winemakers in this country where there hadn't been before.
Well, that's a big goal for me, and it still is a big challenge for me. And Zig, I actually put together a group called the Association of African-American Vendors. And I don't want people to think that this is a black thing, it's a separated in the wines, but somehow we need to reach markets that are not time being spent on people to get them to drink their wines. And so I've made it a personal challenge of mine is to do things in the African-American community. I think I was probably the first winemaker that started going up to Harlem, South Dallas, Philadelphia, you know, in those areas. And I don't care who wine people drink, I just want them to drink wine. So if I can be instrumental in getting people turning on the wine, whether they like Vision Cellars wine, whether they buy it or not, if they like someone else's rosé better than mine, I'm happy as long as they, you know, spending time enjoying and drinking wine. And so that's, I just I just want to make that clear because some people feel, you know, you're doing a separation. I hate separation. I just want to be able to reach that other market to get that market to do it. And plus, I think we make a pretty good, you know, glass or bottle of juice.
I think you make a great bottle of juice. And your wine was has been featured on so many incredible, noted wine lists in this country. I think you've been on French Laundry wine list.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've been on all type of lists, you know, and we're still on a lot of lists in the area, you know, and throughout, you know, North Carolina, Texas, you know, Chicago. We just don't have make enough wine to kind of hit all of those areas. But, you know, our wine's not that it makes it any better than anyone else's wine, but you know we've had our wines at the service at the White House for many years since President Clinton administration, and it was kind of a unique thing that under President George W. Bush's administration, our wine was served there all one time at least every, of the 8 years he was there, our wine was served at a major dinner. Now. That may not mean a lot to a lot of folks, but it means a lot for me because I didn't grow up in the wine business. I don't have all this, you know, big financial support. I was just happy that they chose our wine to pair with dinners in the main course, and that makes me feel good. But also it gets other people's to opportunity to look at our wine who maybe not familiar with wine will give it a try. I look at it as like with Tiger Woods, you know, until Tiger Woods started playing golf, there was not a lot of African-American interested in golf. But after he started playing golf and winning, then all these little kids wanted to be a Tiger
They're
Woods.
Inspired.
So I want that to be that same picture here with Vision Cellars. I want folks to go out because of that and what we've established and not a, I call it a Red Fox Ripple. We don't make that. We make a quality wine. And I want them to be able to enjoy a quality wine and be able to talk about it and enjoy wine.
Well, you have an incredible bottle of rosé right in front of me, and it's cold and ready to screw the top off. You also make a really fun white, like I've always called it, my summer patio pounder. Goes down pretty easy. And, of course, your Pinot Noir is how I first fell in love with Vision Cellars. You've been making some incredible expressions of Pinot Noir. And then you also make a wonderful table red wine. So you've got something that's approachable for every demographic, I think.
Well, you know, I just enjoy a variety of wines. But, you know, Miss Lil, you know, my wife, my partner, my boss, all in one person, she's beginning to enjoy more Sauv Blancs. And so we made this wine, and I like Pinot Gris out of Oregon. So the reason we came up with this blend was because she said, well, you know, you need to make a wine that we can both drink together. So you drinking your one bottle by yourself, and I drinking my one bottle by myself. Why don't you make something we can drink two bottles together with? And I thought, okay, that makes sense to me. So I said, but, you know, honey, you got to be a food to put a Sauvignon Blanc and a Pinot Gris together. Well, in 2002, I put it together, and it's become a very, very good, enjoyable wine. It has a bunch of different flavors in it. I like sometimes, if it's a little bit warmer, I pick up like a dried banana. I get the little citrus stuff in it, little passion fruit that you get in the wild, passion fruit in Hawaii. I just absolutely love that wine. So that is the white wine blend that we make. And, you know, all these wines are made in small batches. We don't do a whole big bunch of any of these wines, whether it's the Garage, Rosellas, the Lost Arturas, or the Miss Lil's Vineyard, which we sold that vineyard. But the Miss Lil's Vineyard, we don't make a lot of those. We make maybe some of them. Some of these vineyards, we only make like 200 cases, some three. And some we do on our Sonoma County blend. Those are about 800 cases. And so we don't make a lot of wine to go around.
Not a huge production, and truly handcrafted.
Yeah.
So if folks want to try some Vision Cellars wine, I know it is available at Zazu Restaurant in Sonoma County. Yeah. It's also available at Jackson's and the Lodge at Bodega Bay. And Napa Valley has quite a few places where it is available. If you are not hanging out at the French Laundry all the live long day, well, you can certainly go to a lot of other places in Napa Valley that have your wines by the list, on the list.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty proud of what we get. We try to not get the, you know, the area area, you know, really jammed with a whole bunch of wines everywhere. So we try to space them out pretty good, you know, and also places that we like to go to eat. There's so many good places in Sonoma County to eat. You just can't meet them all.
That's right.
So I try to get around to all of these locations. But we're pretty proud to have our wine at Pebble Beach. We've had it there for a long time at all the restaurants that they have on the Pebble Beach Lodge group, you know, whether it's at the market or not, and all of the various restaurants, you know.
Well, speaking of market, you've got it at One Market in San Francisco.
That's right. Yep. We got it there.
We got it at the Rutherford Grill in Napa and a few other places.
Yeah.
And if you want to order some online, they certainly have some wine available. You can go to their website, which is visionsellers.com. And if you want a full list of all the places they are available, you can certainly send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com. And I think we need to crack this rosé open and have a glass of it right now. Thanks for coming in this morning, Mac.
Okay, let's get with it.
Right? Next time you come in, I want to talk about your latest vintage, and we'll maybe open up some Pinot Noir and talk about all the famous vineyards that you're sourcing from.
Okay.
Only so much time on this Wine Wednesday, but like I said at the beginning, if I had my way about it, I could go on about 2 hours with you in the morning on Wednesday, Mac.
Okay.
I love it. Thanks for coming in. Again, visionsellers.com, and you can send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and I'll happily send you a list of all the places that Vision Sellers Wines are available. Thanks for coming in, and Miss Lil, thanks for being the cheerleader in the background.
Thank
Super
you.
Heart you. All right, have a great wine-soaked morning, everybody, and a Vision Sellers evening. Cheers.